Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for joining me. Today we're discussing dragging baggage into relationships. Oftentimes, we experience relationship issues because we don't unpack our emotional bags from a previous relationship. As a result, we take weighed down bags into new relationships. Not just romantic relationships, we drag bags to our friendships, family relationships, and work relationships. Through my professional experience as a counselor, here's what I've discovered in those unpacked bags: rejection, shame, low self-esteem, doubt, anger, daddy issues, mommy issues. Let's start by taking a look at different types of emotional baggage. Now, I've labeled three different bags with my own little title. So my first bag is called I'm Still in Love with My Ex. Oh, yes. In my mind, it's dangerous entering a new romantic relationship when you're still in love with your ex. I see it this way. You're entering that relationship with an open wound that's not healed. And if you enter a relationship with an open wound, that means that that wound could possibly be infected and it could touch the other person. And before anybody is anything to you, they are your fellow human being. And I feel like on a very basic level, as your fellow human being, we owe them enough respect. And we also owe it to ourselves to love them enough not to infect them with our open wound. So if we know that we're still in love with somebody, we owe it to our fellow human being and ourselves to take a step back and heal that wound. What are some of the red flags? How do you know if a person is not quite over their ex? Well, they're always bringing the other person up. It's like, wait a minute, didn't we just get through talking? Why are we talking about them for 30 minutes? I mean, what is that? Another red flag is sometimes they may often compare you to what the other person used to do or they did not do. And here's another one: frequent communication or minimizing the communication with the ex. So your spouse may say, oh yeah, I spoke to such and such the other day. You know, he or she was just calling to check to see how I was doing. You know, we spoke for about 5 minutes. In actuality, that's not true. You spoke for an hour. But you minimized that communication. You did not tell your spouse that you spoke to your ex for an hour over the phone. You minimized it to 5 minutes and 10 minutes like it was an oh, by the way type of thing. So whenever you gotta hide something and cover something up, that's shame. So that's a red flag when you start minimizing and hiding that communication with the ex. You know what builds emotional baggage too with exes? Hold on to your seats because I'm going there. Sex with the ex. Yes. You know, when we keep going back and going back after the relationship has completed, after it has ended, and we go back and participate in an intense activity and an emotional activity like sex, it can build emotional baggage because the two people may not be on the same page regarding that. For one person, when they go under the covers with somebody and experience that level of intimacy, for them, their experience may be, oh, you still want me. You're touching me in such a sensual way. I really do matter to you. You care about me. And for the other person, what they care about is sexual satisfaction and gratification in that moment. What they want is to be satisfied in that moment. That's what they want. And when the other person walks away and realizes, wait a minute, we spent like this wonderful night together and it's been a whole week and they have not called me back. So that must mean they do not want me. I'm not good enough. No other part of me is worthy of I'm not worthy of their time. And those are the things that make you feel like you're not good enough. And it turns into emotional baggage and you take it into the next relationship. Now it's time to hold up bag number two. Now I call this bag my unresolved issues from poor family dynamics. Now, what falls up under poor family dynamics? I have my mommy issues and my daddy issues, meaning there's a poor relationship between the person and the parents. The person may have experienced unresolved pain from childhood, like abuse and neglect from parents or caregivers, and it leads to them feeling unloved. Well, what are some of the red flags in there? How do you know there's a history of poor family dynamics? Sometimes when people come from poor family dynamics, they're frequently offended by something. And it's like, well, that's not what I mean. When you offer feedback to them, their perspective is skewed. A lot of times they participate in negative thinking. There's a lot of shame. Oh, let me tell you, shame can be very debilitating. Shame is like torture to the brain because it has your mind thinking so many negative things about the self. And one day we're going to do a whole show about shame. And let me just give you an example of how shame can creep its way into a relationship from a previous relationship. Okay. Say you're sitting down with your spouse, you know, you're watching a movie and all of a sudden the phone rings. Okay. It's the sister of the spouse. You've never met this sister before, you know, but the sister calls and talks for like 5 minutes. So the person who's talking to their sister, they know that their sister can go from 0 to 60 and is a talker and you can't really get a word in. So the conversation ends and the spouse sitting there says, why didn't you tell your sister that I was here with you? And the other person is thinking, well, I didn't have a chance to. But the person insists, oh, you must didn't want her to know that I was here. You must be ashamed of me. And you're thinking, wait a minute, just a second. How did you get that from this 5-minute conversation with my sister? How can you make that deduction when for the past 6 months, I have introduced you to friends. I have introduced you to coworkers. I have introduced you to neighbors. That 5-minute interaction with my sister, the window did not open up for me to say, hey, such and such is sitting here with me. I want her to say hello to you. That didn't even cross my mind just because of what she was talking about. But when you are dealing with shame and you have those thoughts embedded in your brain, those are the kind of things that's how it can spill over into your next relationship. And that's a red flag that you have some emotional baggage. Now, here's the other thing too, that falls up under that falls in that bag. When you see the person is disconnected from family members, they avoid family members. And when they do talk to family members on the phone, there's often explosive arguments. You go to a family function, somebody's always walking away with hurt feelings. And that's a red flag to say, you know what? There's a lot of hurt and pain and unresolved issues in that family dynamic. Now, here's bag number three. I call this bag my insecurity bag. What's packed away in that bag is jealousy, obsessive behavior, and those are the red flags. That obsessive behavior, you know, calling and checking on somebody all the time. You know, what's also packed away in that insecurity bag is mistrust. You know, what they're saying is, I don't trust you. You know, I don't know if I can trust you to love me the way I really need to be loved, because somebody that came before you, whether it was a family member or a friend, somebody that came before you, they violated my trust. They didn't love me the way they were supposed to love me. They mistreated me. And now there's a possibility that you may do the same. And I can't really trust that you will not do that to me. And I feel insecure about that. And a lot of times when people, they don't trust you, it can be self-sabotaging in a way, because they're doing all these things to push you away. And what that does, it confirms what they're already thinking. Like, see, I knew you would do that. I knew you would walk away from me. I knew you would turn your back. I knew I couldn't trust you to fully love me. When in actuality, you did all of the right things to push me away. Now, the truth of the matter is that we all start to fill our bags as we journey through life. You don't walk outside all day with shoes on and come back in the house and not have dirt and scuff on the bottom of your shoes. If you walk outside, you're going to get something on your shoe. The point about baggage is we have the power to look at baggage as experiences. That's really what it is. And we get to take those experiences and use them as opportunities for growth. I know I've been using emotional baggage the whole time during this podcast, but we do have the choice. Instead of saying, you know what, I have a lot of emotional baggage, we get to say, you know what, I have a lot of life experiences that have taught me how to love on a bigger and higher level. You take those experiences and you apply it to your relationships, and you change the pattern. You change the conversation. You interrupt the pattern and you disrupt all of that dysfunction. When we enter relationships with people, whether we're rebuilding a family relationship, a business partnership, an old friendship, we should feel safe enough to unpack those bags inside of those relationships. And when we don't feel safe enough, that's when we have to step back to see, first of all, let me see if it's me. If there's something in the way for me that's preventing me from unpacking the bag with this person. Because if this person stands ready to support, to offer compassion, what's in the way for you? And when you unpack your bags with people, you unpack them gently. You should not just start pulling stuff off the bag where people get bumped in the face and weighed down by your bags. No, weighed down by what's in your bag. No, you pull it out gently, lay it on the table so you can discuss without judgment and shame. You can confront and work through whatever it is that's in the way and keeping that bag zipped up. You can do it. The only thing we want at the end of the day, we want to know that we are loved, and we want to know that we matter to somebody. And a lot of times when we walk around with these emotional bags, it leaves negative thoughts in our head. And those negative messages impact the way we respond to people. And our job is always to control our response. Listen, I've had a beautiful time hanging out with you today. I hope you received something from it. Please tell somebody, tell a friend. My comment section is now open on my website. Please leave a comment. Offer a perspective. You never know how your words may impact somebody else, because the words are very powerful. If you feel just a little bit different than you did when we first started this podcast, I want you to know and understand one thing. You've just been loved. Onward and upward and beyond. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.